Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our first guest today, one of my favorites, State Senator Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat from East Lansing. Hi, Gretchen. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. How are you doing?
Just fine. We are now done with 11 months of 2010. How did we do?
Well, let's say we have, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I thought I'd lost you. We've got a lot of work to do. you know, I mean, Michigan, it's been a tough decade for us. Yeah. And I think we're going to start to see us coming out of this, you know, these tough times. But it's not going to turn around overnight. And we've got a lot of tough decisions ahead of us. So,
is anything going to happen between now and when the new administration takes office in Lansing?
Well, you know, I was hopeful that the legislature would come back after the election and you know, really roll up our sleeves and tackle some issues like you know, bullying, cyberbullying.
Right.
I mean, things that aren't you know, defined by Democratic or Republican philosophies. But, you know, it seems like there's not much of a will to stick around Lansing for very long and do much of anything, at least from the Senate Majority Leader's office. And I think it's a shame. It's a wasted opportunity.
Are state legislators paid to work 12 months in your mind?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We are, you know, a state legislator is on duty 24 hours a day. I mean, it's a fact of the job that when you go to Meijer, you should expect to be, you know, talking to your constituents while you're in the produce aisle, but you should also expect to be in the office and working up until the last day of the session.
Gretchen, it almost seems to me that with some elected representatives, I say some, it's almost like kids at the end of a school year.
Yeah.
And you know how the last week to 2 weeks are?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're lucky you can get out of there without a food fight.
Right, right.
Is that kind of the way it is at the Senate and the House?
Well, I don't know. I'm disappointed with the Senate. I think the House had a little bit more of an interest in sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the Senate Majority Leader has... you know, his party is going to take over every branch of government after the first of the year. And I think he's just saying, you know, why should I do any more work? Let them go ahead and have at it after the first of the year. And
do you blame him? I mean, he's going to be in complete control, right?
Well, I do, because if I were him, I would say to the governor-elect, how can I help you in the next couple months? What are the things that I can do that would take hard decisions off your plate when you become governor?
Gretchen, you're not him.
That's for sure.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about a couple of other news items today, including a little bit more on the administration for Rick Snyder, the announcement that Dan Wyant is going to be joining this, and a group executive of DEQ, DNR, and Agriculture and Rural Development. Do you know Dan?
Not well, no.
Do you know anything about him that would indicate whether you think this is a good appointment or not?
You know, I'm intrigued. I think there have been a lot of intriguing appointments. For instance, this Nixon fellow from Utah, who's going to be the budget director, he's out there talking about closing tax loopholes, which is something Governor Granholm's been saying for about 8 years now. So
mm-hmm.
I'm very interested in this group that Governor-elect Snyder's putting together, and I'm optimistic.
All right, I am too, and I just saw a release from Progress Michigan, and you can understand where they are coming from, but they said that Dan Wyant was an obstacle to regulating pollution going back as agriculture director under Governor John Engler. Does that surprise you?
Well, I think that there are a number of people who are back in state government from the Engler administration, and I think they bring baggage from that administration. However, I do think that just because you worked for a particular person in a particular time doesn't necessarily determine exactly what you're going to do in the future.
Gretchen, you know Charlie Kane has been a reporter for 35 years in and around Lansing, and we had him on the show yesterday talking about unfunded mandates.
Mm-hmm.
Press conference today talking about the collection of what's called useless information by many school district officials. Are they just whining, or are they being asked to do too much with too little with some of this collection of data?
I think that there's something to it. I don't think they're just whining that the legislature has, I think, because of term limits, insisted on more and more reports.
Why?
But fewer and fewer get read because the legislators themselves don't possess the information. And so I think that some of this is motivated by the hope that they will get around to reading reports and they will get a better handle on issues facing state of Michigan. But I don't think that they do. And I don't think that the reporting drives any decisions. It just takes money out of the classroom, to be honest.
All right. Well, if legislators are 12-month, as you say, 24-hour-a-day employees, and they're not passing legislation, and they're not reading legislation, they better have great constituent relations.
Well, I hope so. You know, I know that Lynn Jondal, who was a state rep from this area for a long, long time, told me when I ran for office, the beauty of representing Lansing is that you spend every night in your own bed, and you're always home.
Right.
The downside is that whenever you are asked to be somewhere at an event or something, you can't say I'm at the Capitol for the week. So you're expected to show up in person. So it's a wonderful thing, but constituent service is absolutely one of the most important things that I do as a local Lansing legislator. I hope that my colleagues are doing that as well.
Well, you do a lot of other things, too, and there is no mistaking your interest in education. It is near and dear to you, and you have fought for it on many occasions. Is education going to be a whipping boy when the legislators reconvene?
Well, I hope not, and I have had the opportunity to meet with Rick Snyder, and I did voice my concerns about education as we move forward and how I believe, you know, that this is something where you actually get value. He's very concerned about values-based budgeting, and I think the best value you get in a budget is spending money on early education all the way through higher education. And he didn't disagree with that sentiment. I mean, he's a very well-educated person from Ann Arbor. And I think that, you know, there's opportunity here. The question is, how do you fund it? And perhaps with a budget director who's talking about closing loopholes, maybe that's how you can fund some of the education programs that we so desperately need to restore in Michigan.
Yeah, maybe you fund it in part with some of this $25.6 million that is being funneled into collection of data, which 456 school districts have banded together to say is really not needed or redundant in many cases.
Right, exactly. And what good does the data do if it's being collected and not being used or to benefit the classroom? It doesn't make sense.
Gretchen, let's talk about a couple of holidays here at the end of the year. We just finished Thanksgiving weekend. What are you most thankful for in terms of the state of Michigan?
Well, I'm most thankful that I've had the opportunity to serve the people and the community I grew up in and that my kids are able to go to great public schools and that I've got four generations of my family who live here in Michigan and I love it. And I think the state will be the wonderful, great state to raise a family again in the near future.
And in terms of Christmas, is there one wish that you would have for this state?
Well, I wish that as we move into the next year, we get away from partisan politics and find our way to work together to move Michigan forward and to make it as great as I know and hope that it will be again.
Saying that we're going to maybe not have as much partisan politics, is that kind of like wishing for a pony?
You know what? I don't think so. I feel like we've got an opportunity here. The voters have spoken, and I think what they said was, no more of this partisan bickering. Work together and start to figure it out, and I'm hopeful that's what the lesson that all my colleagues have learned from this last election.
As usual, Gretchen Whitmer is positive about the future of the state of Michigan, and I think you're right. I think a lot of people would say on both sides of the aisle that we need to do away with the partisan bickering, and if that other side would just agree with us, everything would be fine.
Exactly.
All right. Gretchen, thanks so much, and if we don't talk to you before Christmas, have a great holiday.
You too. Thanks, Jack.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll be talking with Tom Watkins, former state superintendent of schools and state mental health director, and we're going to talk about the tough decisions, the ones that are not quite as easy as they look in terms of our budget. We'll be right back with that and much more. Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.